Softly spoken words of truth lay foundations for the proof. Yahweh's wisdom is sublime, stands the test of time. Words are spoken from the heart. Let us now be set apart. O ye soldiers of the host, give your all and stand your post. Through the day and through the night, gird your loins and fight the fight. Draw your sword and speak your peace. Obey his laws and never cease. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Yeah, you know, I thought I'd like to take you along with me. Maybe you'd like to come along while I, you know, scan the headlines this morning. Sometimes we have some fun with this. I hope you're all doing well, and may you do well in your lives, in your spiritual lives, in your physical lives, financial lives, and in every way, despite what the Jew wants to do to you. Well, let's see what we see. L.A., woman expresses her hatred for black people. Local media say it might be illegal to say that. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Let me just look into this a little bit. A woman in California went on an epic gamer-style rant at a CVS in Los Angeles on Tuesday in a hilarious video that has now gone viral. Well, I think it's funny, you know. She said, if the law didn't say I couldn't kill niggers, they would all be dead, she allegedly said to the black woman filming her. I would kill a nigger, but the law says I can't kill a nigger. I think all Americans can sympathize with that message. I think she's right. I think she's right. If it were legal, we wouldn't be putting up with this stuff. You see what I'm saying? I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying that, you know, how much would we want to put up with all the rape and all the stuff that's going on, all the setting our people on fire and everything? If it were legal, I think I agree with her, and I know there's tons and tons of Americans that agree with her. Even non-white Americans, if that's possible. They're not really Americans, but people that live in this country, let's say, that are non-white, I bet you they identify with that just as well. I'll bet you it's a good 60 or 70% of them, the people in America, that agree with that. A lot of people won't tell you how they feel, and because they're cowardly. But I'll tell you, you know, the nigger is useless, as you well know. It has no purpose other than to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, you say, oh, but it has a purpose of playing football. We didn't need niggers to play football. Football was excellent when it was a white game. And so the same for basketball and every other sport. Matter of fact, I don't watch football at all. I haven't watched it in years. It's been ruined. Anyway, this isn't a time for a black rant. Let's move on. Listen to this crazy headline. Russia, 19-year-old girl goes full maleficent, kills 17-year-old sister and cuts her eyes out and ears off. Whoo! The world's getting to be quite the crazy place. Quite the crazy place. I'd say that sounds like demonic activity to me. Listen to this one. teacher under investigation for allegedly asking students to write something funny under pictures of slaves. Our people are very, I don't know if this, I wonder if she is one of our people, but I think that is very funny. That is funny. My granddaughter, who is in the eighth grade, contacted me last night. She said her friend's social studies teacher gave a class assignment to write something funny about these pictures on slavery and make it real funny because she didn't want it to be bored. My granddaughter's friend refused to write anything funny. My granddaughter was and is still very upset, and she asked me, how can this racist teacher be reprimanded? I told her that I would handle it. I'm asking everyone whether you have a child or children who attend John W. Dodd Middle School in Freeport, New York, to contact the administration. This world is so whacked out, you know what I mean? It really is so whacked out. There's all these reporters out there, you know, that want to report everybody for everything. UK, Nigerian jailed for attacking woman and attempting to rape her in London Park. Geez, that never happens, huh? I can picture the news, the BBC fake news, and they'll be on there and they'll say, nothing like this ever happens around here. We're totally surprised. Yeah, I'm sure you are. Nothing like that happens. It happens every day, multiple times a day. Let's see. Oh, this is beautiful. Listen to this one. Bowl cut. You know the haircut where you put a bowl over somebody's head and you cut around it? Like Mo from the Three Stooges, the Jew? Bowl cut admitted into official ADL hate symbol database. Oh, geez. What a great organization that ADL is, aren't they? If I had my way, they wouldn't be in this country any longer. Let's just put it that way. Trying to tell us who our enemy is and call us the enemy. If you weren't here, you wouldn't be calling anybody the enemy. Let's see, what else? Royal Quadroon makes first official appearance with the British Al Sharpton, of course. Let's take a look at this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Quadroon. So, in other words, it almost looks white. Let me see this. Let me catch this. See, take a look. You can see the Negro in it. You can definitely see the Negro in it. Just looks like a white Negro is really what it looks like. It's an abomination to the nation and to the Father in heaven. 11-year-old white girl charged with hate crime for allegedly giving black girl a black eye. How do you like that for a headline? 11-year-old white girl charged with hate crime for allegedly giving black girl a black eye. You see, the blacks beat people up all the time in the schools, and they aren't charged with any hate crimes. But the white, when the white one beats the black one up, it's a hate crime. Let's see. Sweden, libraries turning into vibrant crack dens. That's nice, isn't it? I mean, you want to go to the library and learn something, and crackheads are in there, you know, from other countries, probably peeing on the floor and everything else. I find this stunning and brave. I just want to read a little bit of it and see what it says. But some people are saying it's a bad thing. These people are called neo-Nazis. Libraries in Sweden are seeing an increase of criminal and undesirable behavior, including violence, sexual harassment, and drug dealing, according to reports. Well, that's what diversity brings to your country. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, at the libraries throughout all of time, probably nothing has ever happened in these libraries. But now, everything's happening there. Geez, it's such a wonderful world, isn't it? The Jew has the plans to make such a peaceful world. They're always telling you how they want to bring peace to the world while they're bringing chaos at every moment to every corner of the planet. It's incredible. Oh, this is a beauty. You'll love this. 5-year-old white boy put on sex offender list for hugging classmate. Of course, that's in the UK, I believe. In Europe, goyim go to prison for talking back to the Jews. Women, you'll love this one. Study, if women don't complain about stuff, they die. This one is interesting. I think you'll get a kick out of this. Dial H for Hitler. Jewish kikes outraged by secret code in proposed suicide hotline number. Florida. Gold-toothed groid kills his white coal burner, then himself. There's also some bad news, it says. Let's see what this says. What do you mean there's also... Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm glad that... that's disgusting. I can't believe that these women would even touch these things. It's just unbelievable. So that is good news. The bad news is that they left behind a brood of pickaninnies. Oh, geez, that's wonderful. Well, maybe Angelie Jolie or whatever her name is, she can... adopt all of them or something. You know what I mean? Listen to this one. This is a very interesting headline. Lead investigator says Latinx female, Latina, I guess, who accidentally broke into black man's home and murdered him did nothing wrong. Very interesting. She did nothing wrong. Yeah, it's a police officer. I thought so. Very interesting. A 25-year sentence handed to schizoid half-beaner who killed his white grandmother. You see, even the beaners want to get in on it because they're Jews, right? Most of them have Jew blood, as you well know. And they're marrying. You see what happens? Is anything good coming from these race-mixed marriages? Seriously. You heard the first one, right? He killed Florida gold-tooth groid, kills his white coal burner, then himself, which I'm glad he did that. That took care of that. But now you have another half-beaner who killed his white grandmother. How many stories have we seen like this? Seriously. I mean, many, many, many is the answer. All right? Listen to this one. Black found guilty of murdering white man and setting fire to his house to destroy the evidence. UK. Gang of coloreds approach group of gym goers, attacks the whites, and leaves the blacks alone. Buck and sow charged with strangling white father to death in motel room 36 years ago. So in other words, here's another, let me see. Oh, they just don't happen to show the, oh, they're both African Americans, okay, that did this crime. I see. Buck and sow. I really love that. Shaboon, you know? Baboon and Shaboon, Buck and Sow. Sounds like a nice song lyric, you know? Baboon and she-boon, buck and sow. Always causing trouble, we don't know how. Anyway, Maine coon sentenced to 58 years for raping and killing white female classmate. Isn't that? Yeah, they were friends. I remember this story. This was her longtime friend. I don't know about if they did anything together, but obviously not, because he was going to rape her, you see. So he raped her and killed her because, you know, they were just friends, and he wasn't into that. Again, I'll mention this Greta Thunberg nonsense. Just the name Berg at the end could be... Greta is a German name, I believe. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure, though. But Thunberg sounds like it's a German name, but it could very well be Jewish. Let me just tell you that I have a picture of her, her mother, and father, and they all are wearing Antifa shirts. And this is before, this is, I don't know, a couple of years ago or something. She's younger. That ought to speak volumes to you. Minnesota, two brothers charged with murdering white St. Paul firemen. I mean, firemen is somebody you really want to murder, right? Because they, I mean, you know, they protect people from fire, you know, and help people put out fires in their homes and so on. So, I mean, you definitely want to kill firemen, don't you? The brothers do. Yeah, the brothers. Remember that old bunch of crapola that we were all brothers? Boy, was that a load of crap from Freemasonry and the Jews. Yeah, you know, like this ADL thing is just a Jew. ADL identifies bowl cut, OK sign, and moon man as hate symbols. You know, the moon man that's white, and the OK sign because it means white power, they say. Let me see. Anything else? I don't see much in this on this site. Let's just see. Iran asks West to leave Persian Gulf. See, they're a polite country. The U.S. just orders everybody around, but they ask the West to leave the Persian Gulf. See? Oh, yeah, this is a good one. You'll like this. Netanyahu says Israel is the good guy. Can you even believe that this filthy, dirty Jew, baby-killing Jew, would say that Israel is the good guy? He must mean us, right? He doesn't mean these filthy, dirty Jews who pretend they're us in that fake little stolen land that's occupied, that's not a country, called Israel. He must mean us, right? That's what it must mean. The Jews want to sue everybody. Jew holohoaxers want the U.S. to let them sue European insurance firms. Isn't that wonderful? Jewish Saturday Night Live fires guy for politically incorrect jokes. Yes. You know, the Jews, remember I read something about the Jews saying, we are leaving Russia because it's not a free country. We want to live in the free West. Man fired, you know, man fired from Jewish Saturday Night Live for politically incorrect jokes, for making jokes that they don't like. See, that's freedom in the West. Who wants to stop the freedom? It's not the white man. I don't even think it's most of the black people or the beaners or anybody else. It's always the Jew. Who wants to take the guns? The Jew. Who wants to shut free speech down? The Jew. so on and so forth. All right, let's see what else goes on here out in this crazy world we live in. China, 500 megapixel super camera identifies thousands instantly. The NSA is archiving all encrypted emails and transactions, knowing they will be able to decrypt most digital files in about 3 years, thanks to quantum computing. Detroit activists fighting for ban on facial recognition. Well, you can forget about that. They've been doing that for, if they're telling you they want to do that now, they've been doing it for years. A 24-year-old man leaving a music festival killed by three cops who all tasered him at the same time. Well, maybe they were playing tag. I'm joking. Fernando Rodriguez, you know what that means, had harmed no one and was simply walking down the street when police approached him. Listen to this one. This is kind of strange. Three suicides on USS George H.W. Bush in 1 week sparks crisis. Three sailors have committed suicide in less than 1 week on the USS George H.W. Bush, according to the vessel's official Facebook page. Oh, yeah, that's like, you know, if they didn't put it on the Facebook page, I mean, you know, it wouldn't be legitimate, sure. The cluster of deaths has shocked the Navy, raising new questions about why the suicide rate in the service has spiked in recent years. You know why it spiked? Because they realize they're not fighting for the freedom of America, that they're fighting for the Jew, and now they're in the trap of being in the service of fighting for the Jew. That's why. They realize that America is not the free country that they thought it was. They're finally coming to the realization that we killed the Germans for the Jews and it was the wrong people to kill. That's why. So in other words, they really weren't war heroes, the people that their predecessors, etc., etc. They're finding out that they really weren't war heroes. They were just buttered up with that and flattered with those terms so that they would go out and kill without impunity. You just kill Germans, you know, kill them, starve them to death, disobey the rules of war. Listen to this headline and the number, right? Listen to the numbers. Grief and anger in Yemen after U.S.-backed Saudi bombing kills 7 children and 9 others. FBI agents find fentanyl at D.C. government office. Why, those FBI agents are really doing their jobs, aren't they? Estonian banker embroiled in money laundering scandal found dead. Listen to this. Facebook to buy startup for controlling computers with your mind. Penn State professor says this, social credit will shift law in the West from constitution to analytics and algorithm. I'm just thinking about that. Analytics and algorithm. So in other words, this is not, you know, obviously not a good thing. We're in trouble here in the world. The world is not getting any better day by day. You do realize that, right? You know, if I asked you 2 weeks from now, is the world any better than it was 2 weeks ago? No, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I don't mean to be negative. It's just that's what it is. What do you want me to say? You want me to lie to you and tell you it's getting better so I can tickle your ears, or do you want to know what's really happening? Pelosi launches formal Trump impeachment inquiry. Yeah. All right, let's check the next site. What do we see here? U.S. mail carrier 64 fatally shot while on delivery route. Authorities in South Carolina are looking for whoever shot and killed a U.S. Postal Service worker as she was on her delivery route. They're offering a reward. You don't think it could be... there's something interesting I've got to tell you. You don't think it would be somebody black, do you? Oh, well, I don't see any white man there, so because if it was a white man, you would have seen it right away, right? Looks like Blackie's at it again. Or Mexie or Blackie. Well, I hope they find the creature. This is the first time I've seen this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Pentagon to send radar Patriot missiles to bolster Saudi defenses. They're showing the picture of the... I'm telling you the truth. They always have shown the Pentagon with the one star down and the two pointing up. This is the first... They must be listening. But that doesn't change anything, Mr. Pentagon, because either way, up, it's just the Edomite Jews. The Edomite Jew star. You can change it any way you want, but that's not the way it's going to be. It's the Jew star. So you turn it upside down and it's their father, the devil. This is the first time I've seen it put this way. You think about that for a minute. Every time I see the Pentagon on any news story or in the past when I've seen it on television, they always had it where the star would be pointing down. You have to realize that a Pentagon shape is just a five-pointed star with the stars folded in. That's what you see when you see Chrysler, the old Chrysler logo. I don't know what if they have the same logo anymore, but that's what it means. School responds after 8-year-old attacked, suffers brain hemorrhage. Now, I bet you this won't be a hate crime, and I'll bet you know who did this, right? Let's see. A Texas school has responded to community backlash after Kaylee Boynton said her 8-year-old brother, Christian, was beaten up by 3 kids while at school, resulting in him suffering a brain hemorrhage. You know darn right well who did this, right? You don't see them anywhere either. They're not showing them. I bet it says 3 teens. Like, what did it just say right there? 3 kids. Who would beat some kid up that much? You know, we white people have normal ethics, right? When it comes to fighting. Normally, we would not. I don't know about today. Things have changed a little bit, but when you fought somebody, it was mostly one-on-one, and everybody else would stand there. And if it got too hot, somebody would break up the fight. These filthy, dirty little niggers, they fight 10-on-1. And everybody stands around and doesn't break it up. If they see somebody's head getting slammed in like that, why didn't somebody step in? This is an 8-year-old. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. This world is gonzo. That's such crapola. Sorry. This Ocasio-Cortez character I mean, the thing is just sopped up with demons, lopped up with demons, full, her eyes are dancing with demons. It's a filthy Jewess. You know, did you notice, do you remember this? Just so I'll remind you about it. She didn't know she was a Jew until she made it into Congress or whatever it is she's in. I don't know if she's in Congress or out of it. She's just incongruent. She's out there in space. Anyway, crazy. Hey, listen to this one. I'll bet you this is also not a hate crime. Two students charged for attack at school that left 13-year-old boy dead. Do you see a theme going on here? Listen, two students in California have been charged for attacking a fellow middle schooler in an attack that left the victim dead. The boy was punched 13. The boy who was punched is 13 years old, identified by authorities by his first name, Diego. Oh, this time it's not a white fellow. He died on Wednesday, September 25th. He was sucker punched at Landmark Middle School in Moreno Valley on September 16th. Let's see. The attack was caught on video and led to arrests of two other 13-year-old boys. We don't say what color they are or anything. The footage, but if they were white, you could guarantee that they would be shown here. The footage showed one boy hitting Diego in the face while the other sucker punched him on the side of the head, causing the victim to hit a pillar and crumble to the ground where he was attacked further. Very interesting, eh? Michigan election official charged with six felony counts of voter fraud. I believe it's a negress, too, by the way. Senate confirms Eugene Scalia as Secretary of Labor. Can you say Italian? I'll bet you. Well, I don't bet. I'm not a betting man, but I'll bet you. CDC vaping lung cases surge 52% in a week, at least 12 dead. Well, this wasn't happening before all these years or whatever, how many years vaping has been going on. This is something that's new. Somebody wants to destroy vaping, obviously. Somebody's putting stuff in there to kill people, obviously. It just may be that too many people are getting off drugs and doing vaping instead of drugs. I don't know. I don't like vaping or anything. I'm not interested. I've never done it. I don't like the idea of it, but something must be good about it in a sense if somebody's trying to kill people with it, if you know what I mean. In other words, they're trying to put these people out of business. I talked about the fact that most of these vaping places are owned by white people, and they're all over the country. So this would kill off a whole bunch of small businesses and put them in the street. Who might want to do that to white people? Maybe people that sell opioids that are killing white people and meth and all these other things? Maybe they don't want vaping. It's because competition is a sin. There's something going on there. That's all I'm saying. I'm not standing up for vaping. I'm just saying that something's going on there. As fundraising shoots up, lawsuits threaten Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, that's great. I'm glad. It's about time these Jews get taken to task, these filthy, dirty Jews. The embattled far-left Southern Poverty Law Center flew past the $500 million mark in assets for the first time, ending the last tax year, with $518.3 million in assets. Remember that they threw a whole bunch off of offshore to hide it. Remember that? You know that the Jews are funding this. That's where they're getting their money from. And may they go down in flames where they belong. Trump slams Schiff for adding words to transcript, says representative is making up stories. Warren campaign volunteer dies in Iowa car crash. This woman is so mentally ill, it is unbelievable. I don't know what it is with Massachusetts and politicians, but Massachusetts has a magnet for the worst of politicians. Remember that John Kerry was a politician there. Remember also that Teddy Kennedy, those are two Jews right here, and I believe Warren is a Jew name. It's not always a Jew name, but the Warren Commission, that was a Jew. Very possible that Pocahontas is a Jew. But I'm just not sure. I know one thing, just like Jews, she's mentally ill. Florida mother of four was killed by husband with baseball bat, officials say. This is white people, too. Man indicted in deadly mass overdose at Pittsburgh party. The accused is not shown. You know what that means, right? It usually means. what a world. Japan lists China as bigger threat than nuclear-armed North Korea. Very interesting. Catholic Church, let me put it this way, the Babylonian Catholic Church, fake religion, devil religion that believes Lucifer is God, reaches settlement for man raped as boy by pedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale. They've reached a settlement. They're going to pay somebody off. Breast implants recalled over cancer fears. I must say, finally, the news has been replenished a little bit here. Australian Prime Minister announces extra $100 million in drought assistance. Oh, they help their people, huh? Did you know that Trump, and I'm not trying to defend Trump, but he actually finally gave something to the farmers to give them relief here in America? And the Democrats want to take that away. They don't want that given to the farmers. Let me ask you a question. Both parties, right, are no good. Both parties are bought and sold, but the Democrat Party was said to be, by Saul Alinsky, the Communist Party. He said there was no need for a Communist Party in America because the Democrat Party is the Communist Party in America. You can clearly see that, can't you? Okay. What else? Malaysian police arrest 15 people with suspected links to ISIS. Attacks on Saudi oil fields won't help Iran. You know, I saw this thing on a news thing, a news story, and this was on Twitter or one of these things, and it said that they're standing there and they say, with military people, and they're saying, "We're going to let the Saudis tell us who they believed attacked them." So the Saudis are Jews, and our military in America is going to let these Jews tell them who they believe attacked them. So they could just say whoever they want to say, and of course it will be Iran, I'm sure, And, you know, basically, that's we believe everything the Jew says. This world is so insane. I don't know what's going on here. I don't understand why people believe these lying Jews. All they do is lie. Scientists audit garbage to assess household food waste. Iran's Hassan Rouhani speaks after Saudi oil attacks. No documentation or proof. Well, that doesn't matter to the Jew. They don't want any proof. They're not into the truth. They're into their what they want to do. That's it. They don't care if there's no proof. They want to go to war with Iran. Australia's most populous state passes abortion bill after failed attempts in 2017. And what does that mean? What kind of an abortion bill? After an intense 8 weeks of parliamentary debate and public protests, Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, has passed an abortion bill that will remove abortion from the state's criminal law. Oh, boy. Big mistake. Big mistake. Student's body found in dorm almost 8 weeks after death. Yeah, somebody's asleep at the wheel, eh? Labradoodle breed creator says he created Frankenstein's monster. We have to look into this, right? The creator, see, here again, the Labradoodle. So I would say this is a breed between poodles and Labrador. It is, right. It's a poodle and a Labrador. Now here they are crossbreeding again. What does the father say about that? No, 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 no. So the creator of the Labradoodle dog crossbreed says he has created Frankenstein's monster. Wally Conron worked for Guide Dogs Victoria in Australia when he was credited for breeding the first Labrador poodle in 1989, according to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. I opened a Pandora's box and released a Frankenstein's monster, the 90-year-old recalled. He said that the breeding development paved the way for unethical, ruthless people to breed such dogs without thinking of the health of their pups. Conron said that the Labradoodles are either crazy or have an hereditary problem, noting that there are few examples of the breed being healthy. I've had people tell me, oh, no, it's not the breeded, the crossbreeded dogs that are, they're the most healthy dogs. It's the pure breeds that are those sickly ones. Yeah, sure. I believe that. Sure, I do. Now listen, what have I told you about half-breeds, like half-breed Jews, half-breed Muslims, half-breed mestizos, half-breed niggas? What have I told you about them? What did he just say about them? Listen, Conron said that Labradoodles are either crazy or have an hereditary problem. Does that not, if these mixed things, this is why the father says don't do, you think he says these things just because he wants to give you some rule to follow? The father knows what he's doing. They're his creations. He's warning you not to do these things. And do you think if that goes for dogs, that should go for mankind or subhuman races mixing with mankind? Don't you think that he knows what he's talking about? And don't you see the evidence that these half-breeds are crazy and have hereditary problems? Huh? He, in 1989, he said he bred the dog for a blind woman whose husband was allergic to dog hair. Yeah, it looks frightening. It really does. It doesn't look good. All right, so anyway, well, let's move on from here. Jacques Chirac, former French president, is dead at 86. Leaders of France, Germany, Australia, and Australia rebuke Greta Thunberg. I rebuke her too. I was tired of seeing her face the first time I ever saw her face. She's an angry little wench, and I don't want to see her anymore. That's all. I don't think anybody does. Okay, let's continue on. Well, let me just check that. Okay, I'm looking at a certain site. Let me just check another one. Let's look at the Daily Sheeple. I look at it from time to time. Pelosi, let me just see this headline. Pelosi admits to not reading Ukraine phone call transcript, then proceeds to make false claims about it. This is exactly what the scripture says. Let me read you this scripture. You ready? Proverbs 18:13. I always tell you this is one of my favorite scriptures. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is shame and folly unto him, or it is folly and shame unto him. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. So she didn't hear it, right? At all. She didn't read it, so she didn't hear it. And then she went out and made false claims about it. But she's got Jew blood running through her too. So what do you expect? Jews are liars. What do you expect from these filthy, dirty Jews? Just look at this woman. She's mentally ill too. She's got so many demons running through her head. It is incredible. They've got this mentally ill Cory Booker fellow who's desperate. He says Trump supporters are despicable. Pointing his hand up in the air like everybody else. I don't want to hear from him anymore. He looks like a queer, too. He acts like a queer. Now, here he is, Mr. Jowls himself. GOP introduces measure to remove Jerry Nadler as judiciary chairman over impeachment probe. Now, have you ever seen this fellow? They make him look thinner on the camera, but I've seen him speaking. You just have to get a load of this guy. I mean, this guy is a whale. He is a huge whale. It looks like he's never missed a lunch for 10 lifetimes, if it were possible. That's why I said on my news this week, somebody needs to buy Jerry Nadler a lunch. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. His sides of his cheeks looked like they have like 9 pounds each, 10 pounds or more each. I mean, the guy is huge. All right, what else? This site hasn't changed. That's why this is what I'm talking about. I just don't go to the site that much because it really just doesn't change that much. There's really no new stories. Oh, listen to this. Let's find out who this evangelical leader is. Evangelical leader calls on Christians to stand on guard at synagogues on Rosh Hashanah. Let's open this up. It's a woman, huh? Laurie Cardoza Moore. Cardoza, Is this another hybrid? Okay, Alan Dershowitz claims slandering the woman whom he allegedly raped as a child is protected free speech. Oh, So the Jew can slam anyone he wants, and it's protected free speech. But if we slam the Jew, that's hate speech. Okay, I'm just trying to clear that up in my mind now. Something doesn't seem right about that, you filthy Jew. You ugly, filthy Jew. See, you're not only ugly, Dershowitz, on the outside. You're ugly on the inside. I can see that you're ugly on the inside. And I can see your pointed eyebrows, too. Didn't I tell you that a woman's tears are a weapon? Greta Thunberg, again, I don't even want to mention this thing. Greta Thunberg's tear-filled tantrum shames Belgium into doubling its spending on global warming. They're using a child as a weapon against the countries of the world. Don't they know that these tears are a weapon? I don't respond to any of it. I'm not hard-hearted, but I don't respond to any of that because I'm not controlled by my emotions. So if I see tears, the Jew cries tears. I don't believe in any of the tears for a minute. And I don't respond to it with any kind of, I feel sad. That doesn't make me sad. This is a game. You're being suckered. You're being suckered. You've got to understand that women's tears are a weapon. I'm not saying that a woman can't cry legitimate tears, but women's tears have been used as weapons throughout all of time. You better be clear on that. Muslim claims Jesus dictated the entire Gospel of John to him in verbatim in a dream. Listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're hearing these things. Jews demand New York City declare state of emergency to stop epidemic of black violence against Jews. But not to stop it against white people or anybody else, just against Jews. Are you hearing this, folks? Are you hearing me? They are the ones that have caused this epidemic of black violence against everybody. And now that it's hit them because the blacks don't know the difference between whites and Jews, right? They want to stop it against the Jews, but they don't want to stop it against whitey. Pay attention to the headline. Listen again. Jews demand New York City declare state of emergency to stop epidemic of black violence against Jews, not to just stop epidemic of black violence, but just to stop epidemic of black violence against Jews. Otherwise, they want it to continue against everybody else, right? We're clear about that, aren't we? Is that not interesting? See, I think people read headlines and they don't even see what they're seeing. I mean, it is incredible that they get away with saying these kinds of things and nobody's calling them on it except me that I know of. Well, I'm sure there's somebody calling them on it. But I mean, it's just unbelievable. Iran releases seized UK flag tanker after more than 2 months. The last time Netanyahu let a deputy address the UN, he regretted it. Saudi FM urges utmost financial pressure to bring Iran to heel. The Jew, Saudis. Excuse me. I wonder how much of the world know that the Saudis are Jews. I really do. Listen to this. No apparent progress in latest unity talks between Likud, blue and white. They're trying to pretend that they have a government and trying to pretend that they have a country, but they're not a country. It's stolen land. And they're just trying to pretend it into reality. Israel is not a country over there. It's stolen land that is occupied by filthy, dirty Jews who have stolen the land of the peoples over there and who are genociding the people over there. And then they pretend that they have a democracy and they call themselves the blue and white. Like, you know how we're the red, white, and blue? Well, they're the blue and white. U.S. politicians continue using the term Jew down amid rise in anti-Jewishism. I already told you why this is happening in the governments of the world. It's happening in the governments of the world because the Jews want it in plain sight at all times. I mean, it's from top down, right? So if it's happening in the government, of course, it's happening everywhere else, and they need to create some rules about it. You know what I mean? Take away a lot of freedoms. But whatever Dershowitz says, that's protected by free speech. You see how that works? Female officer lightly wounded in stabbing at Temple Mount. Boy, I tell you. Director Cedar says PM calling our boys anti-Jewistic is cynical and harmful. They're even calling themselves anti-Jewistic. Winner of Israeli cooking show outed as wife of French fugitive. Oh, let's take a look at this headline. I mean, come on, let's take a look. Vanessa Abitan, who won MasterChef on Saturday, is married to a man convicted in France for the swindle of the century. A Jew with a swindler? Nah. When Vanessa Abitan, a mother of six from Ra'anana, believe it or not, remember Rosanna Dana? Well, this is Ra'anana. Won Israel's Master Chef reality TV show on Saturday night. Few of the 700,000 viewers knew that she had a secret. The impeccably groomed 43-year-old with French-accented Hebrew and adorably ditzy personality told viewers that she... See, these Jews are all adorable, aren't they? If you like looking at vomit, well, and that's adorable, well, yes, Jews are adorable. Anyway, let me back out of that story real quick because I'm just not into it. Adorable. Goodness gracious, let me just see what else. Anything? Israel's population, get this number here, ladies and gentlemen. Israel's population tops 9 million as Jewish New Year approaches. Huh? Hmm? Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. How Jacques Chirac started France's reckoning with the Holocaust. No wonder they love Jacques Chirac. Isn't that wonderful? A defiant Malaysian PM, Prime Minister, defends his anti-Jewishism in the name of free speech. Oh, no, no, you can't do that. Only Alan Dershowitz can do that. Nope, nope, you can't do that. Sorry. This has been a News Bites Headline News Scan Report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.